Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, we have a great show lined up for you today. Mark Lotter from the Trump campaign is going to drop by. Big campaign rally in North Carolina tonight. Actually, I said that yesterday. He was in Iowa last night. My apologies. But he's in North Carolina tonight. I hope nobody from the talk station, like, holy cow, Starnes said Trump was going to be there. Maybe the media got it wrong. Somebody's sleeping in their car right now. Like, well, Starnes said it was going to be here. But that is tonight that Trump is going to be in North Carolina. And then our good friend Gene the Superfan has been camped out for, it'll be upwards of 50 hours, waiting for the Trump rally tomorrow in Florida. I hope there's good weather there. But we've got something very important to talk about before we go any further. And this story started to develop during our program yesterday. And we've got a big problem on our hands, folks. We knew that big tech was somehow going to meddle in the election, but I had no idea that it was going to be this bad and or this aggressive, and it certainly has been. So you now know that Facebook and Twitter initially went after the New York Post and blocked anyone trying to share their story. The New York Post, which is a pretty large website, they get millions and millions of hits off of their Facebook page. You know how many hits they got off of that story on Facebook yesterday? 8,000. Not millions and millions, 8,000. Now, we over at the Todd Starnes website, toddstarnes.com, and if you've been there, you know that we have a lot of content, a lot of stories. Normally, we get about 250,000 clicks off of Facebook. And it's a pretty big traffic generator for us. So a lot of you folks on the Facebook page, and you go over and you click on our stories, and that takes you to our website. Well, we just ran the numbers a few moments ago. I was talking to our web team, and they said, Todd, it's never been this low ever in the history of even when we had just started out. We had never seen this low of an engagement. So again, a little over 250,000 people every single day on our page as a result of Facebook. Yesterday, 20,000. That's it, 20,000 people. Twitter is almost non-existent for us. We have almost 150,000 Twitter followers. And folks, I'm telling you, if we get, 25 or 30 clicks off of the 150, that's a good day for us. So what does that mean? It means that social media is cracking down on conservative content. We have been targeted, and we're not the only ones. I just got a message from the folks who run LifeSite News, a pro-life website. They say they are in the same boat, and we are watching other websites like Breitbart and The Daily Caller, The Daily Wire. Everyone is reporting a massive sudden drop in social media traffic. Here's what's happening, and here's what you need to know, and I'm going to tell you what we can do about it. First of all, you ought to be outraged, and you need to be calling your member of Congress on Capitol Hill. Avery, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and post the switchboard number to Capitol Hill on our live show blog so that folks will have easy access to that, and we'll have that up in just a matter of moments. I'm calling an audible here, guys. But you need to call your members of Congress in the House and the Senate, and you need to tell them that we're not going to tolerate Facebook and Twitter meddling in our elections. We're not going to allow that to happen. Both of these organizations have special protections under the law. If they are going to censor, and hear me very clearly, Facebook and Twitter, they are private companies. They can do whatever they want to do. That's between them and their shareholders and their management. But if they're getting special protections because they claim to be a platform that allows free speech and they are not allowing people to speak freely, those protections, those government protections that you and I do not have access to should be taken away. And that's what you need to be telling. Look, Facebook, if they want to block me, fine. That's their right. I don't pay their light bill. But by golly, I'll be darned if we're going to sit around and allow them to get special protections the rest of us don't get. You know, it's the same thing like the public radio. We call it National Welfare Radio. And here's the reason why. Those people are in competition with me. My tax dollars are being used to fund my competition on the radio. That would be like the government going into the hamburger business, the fast food business. And let's just say the government decided one day they're going to buy out Burger King and they're going to make the McDonald's, they're going to make the McDonald's franchises pay taxes so that they can support the Burger King. I mean, how is that possibly fair? That's just outrageous. You ought to be really upset about this, folks. Big tech, the legacy media, Hollywood, and the Democrats are colluding to take down this president. You want to talk about the collusion scandal? That, ladies and gentlemen, is the true collusion scandal. And thank goodness for people like Senator Josh Hawley and others. I believe Congressman Ken Buck is among those who are they're demanding answers. As a matter of fact, Ken Buck, the congressman from Colorado, sent a letter to the Justice Department asking the Attorney General to look into accusations of censorship by Twitter and Facebook. Now, our team has reached out to Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Hawley, and I'm going to tell you what I told them, that we are willing at this point to testify on Capitol Hill because I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the censorship. I'm tired of the crackdown. I'm tired of people trying to silence my voice because I happen to be a conservative. And it's got to come to a stop. So if that means on my own dime, I have to fly to Washington, D.C., strap on the mask, go through the TSA, touching sensitive areas checkpoint, and testify on Capitol Hill, then I will do that because I'm tired of it. By the way, also in the live show blog, we've got work for you today. Folks, I know many of you, noon to 3, you know what? That's your time to go make yourself the bologna sandwich with a little mayonnaise, a little fresh tomato with the salt and pepper on the Wonder White bread. And you pour yourself a Baptist martini and you sit in the Barca lounger and you listen and you get to enjoy 3 hours of conservative conversation. But not today. Today you got a little bit of homework. And this is a working show. So not only do we need you to contact Capitol Hill, but we also need you to reach out to somebody else. Because we now know who is responsible for censoring conservatives on Facebook. And many of you have reached out to me, Todd, my Facebook page, I got blocked. What do I do? I don't have anybody to reach out to. What do I do? Well, now we know who's responsible. And we have posted a link directly to their contact page on the live show blog. Now, I'm going to be honest with you folks. Normally, I don't like to do this. But in this particular instance, I'm sick of the censorship. So we have listed the names of everybody who works at leadstories.com. And here's what you need to know about these people. And you can see their bios. All of them are either ex-CNN workers or they couldn't make the cut in public broadcasting. And let me say something as a professional broadcaster. If you can't make it in public broadcasting, then you're a moron. They'll put anybody on the air. As long as you talk in docile tones and have no emotion, this is NPR. I mean, really, come on. So here's the person that's been targeting us. And I mean, they've got the whole list of, they call them fact checkers. So I want you to understand what I just shared with you. The people responsible for fact checking the conservatives and literally targeting and censoring their pages are former CNN and public broadcasting employees. Are you really surprised by this, ladies and gentlemen? So the guy that's targeted us in this list of people, his name is Dean Miller. And this guy's a piece of work. But there are phone numbers. If you scroll down, there are phone numbers. And I would encourage you to use those phone numbers. Contact these people and let them know. I want you to give them a good piece of your mind. And normally I tell you folks to be nice and kind and considerate, but not today. I don't want to censor your opinions. So you let them have it. With both barrels, I say, let them have it. Get those tonsils working today, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got to put a stop to this nonsense. We have bent over backwards to try and accommodate these people at lead stories, but it's never good enough for these people. And the fact of the matter is, they're not about fair and balanced. They're about silencing the conservative voices in America. That's what yesterday was about, and we've been dealing with this for 2 weeks now. Our traffic overall down 75% on social media. 75%. And it's because of these people. They're trying to fix the election. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to steal the election. So I would encourage you, during the break, give them a call. Shoot them an email. Let them know what you really think about what's happening in our country right now, what they are doing, silencing dissenting viewpoints. And can I just say something else? You better get your butt up and go vote on Election Day, because if Joe Biden wins the White House, they're going to shut all of us down for good. You say, Todd, there's the hyperbole again. Really? You want to talk about hyperbole? Let's talk about what's happening in Nashville, Tennessee right now, where the health department is actually investigating. Yes, I said investigating Christians for gathering to worship. Do you understand that in Nashville, Tennessee, the buckle of the Bible Belt, Music City, USA, people are in trouble for playing music in Music City, USA? You ought to be riled up over this. This is that moment that we're allowed to be righteously indignant. This is the moment, folks. Your rights are being stomped on. They're trying to do away with your constitutional rights. And here is the question. Are you going to be trod upon? That's the question our founding fathers had to answer back in the day. Will you be trod upon? So give us a call. We're going to open up the phone lines. And again, the information, all of that, if you want to call Capitol Hill, contact leadstories.com. Dean Miller, we know who you are, sir. Go to the live show blog, toddstarns.com. But before we go to break, I want you to do one more thing while you are on our website. And I want you to listen very closely. You cannot trust that Facebook is going to let you see conservative content. Can't do it. You cannot trust that Twitter is going to let you see conservative thoughts in 240 characters or less. Can't do it. That's why we have our newsletter. You say, Todd, you're talking about this newsletter all the time. Yes, I am. And it's for such a time as this. Because you see, that's the only way that you are going to be able to ensure that you get conservative content. That's why we do this free of charge. We have sponsors. They pay the bill. So we don't share your information with anyone. We don't do anything except send you content that is being censored otherwise on Facebook and Twitter. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And in all seriousness, go right now to our website, sign up for our free newsletter, and stop depending on Facebook and Twitter for conservative news and commentary. And I would encourage you to share that information with your friends as well. Hey, let's get to the phones. A lot of folks want to weigh in on this. 844-747-8868. We have some lines open. Our good friend Jerry the Liberal from Wisconsin. Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. You know, I don't necessarily agree what Twitter and Facebook did yesterday. Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear, Jerry.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't necessarily agree with what they did, but they had the right to do that because they're private companies, and private companies aren't regulated under the First Amendment. If people don't like that, those companies, they can choose. You know, if like someone doesn't like your show, they can choose. They can turn the dial. And one thing I want to say, I hear a lot of myths about Section 230. I've read Section 230. There's nothing about platforms under Section 230. The word's not even in Section 230 at all. And there's nothing about companies must be neutral. There's nothing about companies must be neutral at all. Companies can choose to remove a comet, you know, so be it. It's basically about liability. So they have the option of how they want to regulate comets, and the government shouldn't be involved in removing that. You know, because if you take away that liability, their companies, social media companies, are just going to remove posts. You won't be able to post on Twitter or social media because they're just going to not allow anything.
But, Jerry, let me ask you a question here, though. Do you think that Facebook and Twitter should be given special protections from being sued?
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm glad you asked that because that was something I just forgot. They don't have special protections versus anyone else. Everyone on Section 230 has the same rights under Section 230. It doesn't make a distinction for social media companies. We all have the same ability to remove a post and not be liable for it. We have no extra rights than Twitter does on our own blog.
No, sir. We do not. That's not accurate, Jerry. And that's why Senator Hawley and the Republicans up on Capitol Hill are so upset. They're saying that if Facebook and Twitter are being treated as public utilities, then they're going to have to be bastions. They're going to have to open up their platforms and stop censoring speech. Otherwise, they're going to take away their protections and they're going to allow them to be sued just like anybody else. They could do the same thing to me, Jerry. I mean, they can come after and sue me if I say something or go after somebody. So why can't we go after Facebook and Twitter?
Well, again, the private companies, but okay, so Todd, you have a website where people make comments. So if someone makes a comment you disagree with, should I be able to sue you or the government should be able to sue you for a comment that you had removed? Is that what you want to open up?
That's not what the legal ramifications are about. I mean, this is about...
Well, that's what the consequence will be.
Well, and it very well... Well, that may be the case. But the fact of the matter is, Jerry, people do have, they've got the ability. If somebody wanted to sue me, they could do that. But again, Facebook and Twitter are protected. They have protections by the government that I do not have.
No more than us. Yeah, no. People read Section 230. There's nothing that gives Twitter or social media special protections. There's nothing in Section 230 that does that. I know I hear Senator Hawley say that all the time, but it's not in there. There's nothing that makes that distinction. People should read it.
Jerry, look, I'm with you. Facebook, Twitter, they got the right to do whatever they want to do, but no special protections. That's the point here. No special protections. Jerry, got to run. Good hearing from you. That's Jerry the Liberal. By the way, unlike Facebook and Twitter, we do allow dissenting opinions on this radio program. We're actually fair and balanced on this show. Maybe Facebook and Twitter could learn something from us. But folks, are you concerned that this suppression of the conservative voice is going to impact the presidential election? Are you concerned that this is going to end up hurting President Trump? 844-747-8868. This is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Senator James Lankford, Senator John Boozman, we've got a lineup of folks coming your way. It's going to be a lot of fun right here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, Todd Stearns Show, live border to border, coast to coast, broadcasting from our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line from the great state of Arkansas, Senator John Boozman. Senator, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So, Senator, a lot going on up on Capitol Hill, of course, and we'll get to the confirmation hearings in just a moment. But some of your colleagues, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Josh Hawley, working on a subpoena. They want the executives from Facebook and Twitter up on Capitol Hill to explain their meddling in this election.
Well, I think that's an excellent idea. In fact, by coincidence, I was on the phone earlier this morning. I was listening to your earlier segment about Facebook. And this gentleman was involved in a situation, a media person, authored, helped a group. They put out several hundred posts of that group. Facebook decided that two of them they fact-checked weren't accurate, made them pull them all, and then threatened the company, the media people, threatened them that they were going to do the same with all of their clients. So, you know, this has gone way too far. And certainly we need to be start to ask the questions as to why it's being done and how they have the, the sweeping ability to do something like that, to threaten the clients with pulling all of their posts that had nothing to do with this other thing. So it is a for real problem, and I applaud them for pushing forward in this regard. And I appreciate you also bringing it up, because it is something that, that's what our country's built on, is the ability to express ourselves. And sometimes we don't always agree with each other, and we should disagree without being disagreeable. But you ought to be able to express yourselves, and we've got a huge problem in that regard right now.
Well, and Senator, you're absolutely right. And by the way, on the Liberty University Newsmaker Line, Senator John Bozeman from the great state of Arkansas. Senator,
your neighbor.
Yes, right across the river there, which is and don't tell Tennessee, but most of us do our shopping over there to avoid the taxes. So that Walmart's very popular over in West Memphis.
Oh, that's great.
But Senator, when you look at what's happening here, the agencies that Facebook has employed, and again, they outsource all of this. The fact-checking organizations are literally run by ex-CNN, ex-New York Times, ex-public radio employees. I mean, what do they expect is going to happen? And I think that's where the Senate really needs to focus, is on these fact-checking organizations.
No, I agree, Todd. And, the it's interesting. This mentality is so pervasive. This thing with NBC, the staffers being so upset that they were going to give airtime to President Trump, while Vice President Biden has airtime on ABC. And all of a sudden, the NBC staffers are rebelling. How could you help President Trump? This stuff is ridiculous. Their job is to push the news out, to let people speak, and then the public make their mind up. But, through all sorts of entities like this, as you point out, these are people that have a mindset. They've got their mind made up, and that's fine. But they shouldn't have the ability, nor should they. They should separate that out, as does our future Supreme Court Justice Judge Barrett is able to do. You set those things aside. You do your job, and you do that in a fair way. But that's certainly not happening.
Senator, I'm curious, there in the state of Arkansas, what are you hearing from people? Are you concerned about, the polling data certainly implies that the president is going to lose in a landslide. What are you hearing from your constituents back home?
Well, we have 75 counties in August and early September. I was in 30-some out of those, and there's still tremendous support for the president. Lots of concern about the country. It's just such an uncertain time with the COVID situation that we have, the uncertainty there. The economy has hit people very, very hard as a result of the virus. You go it's so sad, because in visiting with business people, they'd always start out with, we went from the best year that we'd ever had, and then a month later, you're in the worst year. Biggest economy in 50 years, and then a month later, you're at the 75-year least economy. So we're fighting through all those things. I think people are still very supportive of the president, and so it's going to be close, but I think he has an excellent chance of winning.
All right. Well, look, we appreciate you coming on the radio program today. I know it's a busy day in Washington. And, Senator, I know the great folks in Arkansas especially enjoy hearing what you have to say on the big stories of the day.
We appreciate that, and I look forward to very soon voting for the confirmation of Judge Barrett. I can't imagine a better choice.
Well said. Senator John Bozeman from the great state of Arkansas. Senator, thank you. And folks, I'm telling you, this is going to be an election for the ages, which is why it is imperative that we get out and vote. And if you do not, then we will lose this country. And you need to understand what is at stake here in this presidential election. By the way, Senator Ted Cruz, a few moments ago, was asked to weigh in on this developing scandal. Honestly, this is more than a scandal. This is a national emergency. This is a crisis point. If social media, and how many of us are on social media? We're talking about hundreds of millions of people on social media. If they are going to shut down these platforms, if they're going to shut down conservative content, that is an emergency, especially this close to a presidential election. Let's listen to what Senator Ted Cruz had to say.
This is election interference, and we are 19 days out from an election. It has no precedent in the history of democracy. The Senate Judiciary Committee wants to know what the hell is going on. Chairman Lindsey Graham and I have discussed this at length, and the committee today will be noticing a markup on Tuesday to issue a subpoena to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Friday, to come before this committee and the American people and explain why Twitter is abusing their corporate power to silence the press and to cover up allegations of corruption. And let me be clear, I don't know if these New York Post stories are true or not. Those are questions Vice President Biden should answer. But Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in the election. That's what they're doing right now. And so on Tuesday, the Judiciary Committee, the full committee, will be voting on subpoenas to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come before our committee.
All right, that was Senator Ted Cruz just a little while ago. And Senator Josh Hawley says this is unprecedented suppression. He is calling for the Federal Elections Commission to investigate Facebook and Twitter. Just about an hour ago, we got word that one of the official Trump campaign Twitter accounts has been blocked. We also know that yesterday, the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, her social media pages were blocked as well. So if you want to talk about collusion, this is it. That's what it looks like. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Carlotta in Rhode Island. All right, Carlotta, what's going on?
Well, two things. Did you see Morning Joe this morning, his opening segment?
I try not to. It really upsets my stomach, Carlotta. I just kind of be honest.
Well, you owe me because I try not to also, but I do it. And they spent about 15 minutes this morning advising the public that the internal Biden polls are a lot closer than is being publicly acknowledged. And they were practically bending themselves into pretzels to get people out to vote. So that's number one. And number two, as far as public radio and TV goes, when you think of brand names like Sesame Street that our dollars have published, And public TV and radio have no licensing agreements with these people, and they're making millions of dollars making people rich that we funded. We don't have to fund any public information. The licenses that the brands that they license should support them. There should be some kind of agreement. We build you, you owe us.
You know, Carlotta, and that's my point. I mean, if they're making millions and millions of dollars off of these franchises like Sesame Street, back in the day they had Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. They're making plenty of dollars. So why do they need ours? And honestly, Carlotta, if you want to go out there and have a classical music station, more power to you. But you got to go out there. You got to find your supporters. You got to get your finances lined up. Don't expect me as a radio station owner to fund your radio station.
Exactly.
Love it. Carlotta, so I want to go back, though, this. So you're telling me on Morning Joe that they're concerned that the polls are off and that Biden may be in trouble.
Exactly. And they devoted a good 10 or 15 minutes to it. So tomorrow morning, if you look on the MSNBC website, you'll be able to catch their opening few minutes. It's amazing.
Interesting. All right, Carlotta, I'm going to go back and we're going to take a look at that. So thanks for the heads up and thanks for taking one for the team, Carlotta, and watching Morning Joe. It's rough. It really is. All right, Carlotta, thanks for the call. Hey, we have the Golden Girls on. Janice from New Orleans. We have Carlotta and Janice. Janice, hanging out with us. I understand you had a problem on Twitter last night. What happened?
Yes, I certainly did, and I didn't like it at all. I put the New York Post article up on my Twitter, but then I heard what Twitter was doing, blocking people and locking people out and all. So I went and took it down. Now, some people, if they choose, you can fix it where people can send you messages in Twitter. So there was some people, Leo Terrell was one of them, and some other people. I was sending some messages, and I was sending them this article. Okay, well, I send 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, when I get around to Leo, I go to send a message to him, and it blocked me. It wouldn't let me do it. But then I found out later that Mark Levin had put it up on his website, so I sent Leo the Mark Levin website, and that went through. But the actual article, they wouldn't let me send. Now, let me tell you, this is how I look at it, Todd, and we all need to call our senators about this. This has to be stopped. Now, if you're Black Lives Matter saying things like pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, and what do we want, dead cops, that should be banned. If you're saying things like Trump should die, I want him to die, that should be removed. Things like this, hate speech, threatening things towards individuals or inciting violence like Maxine Waters and people like that, that kind of stuff should never be. But just posting an article or saying something, they are censoring conservatives. That's what this is about. And I do not live in North Korea. I do not live in China. I, last time I checked, thought this was America. And we have got to stop this. And people, look, if there's anybody out there listening to me that's a Democrat, not a conservative, but you're a Democrat right now, you're thinking of voting for Biden, I'd reconsider. Because if he gets in, they're going to be doing this to everybody.
Janice, we've got some new numbers here, and I want to share these before we have to go to break. Our good friends over at Media Research Center, my good friend Brent Bozell, just sent me a note. Get this, folks. They've done the analysis. Facebook and Twitter, looking at all of their staffers, they have given over 90% of their political contributions to Democrats this election cycle. 90%. Do you understand what is going on here, people? Janice, thank you for the call. Bob in Georgia, David in Memphis, Gene online in Florida. Hang tight, guys. We're going to get to your calls. We got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Brother. Grace Baker. Turn your microphone on, Grace Baker. I got a text message from one of our Eagle Ear listeners in Arkansas across the river. And they said Sturges, it's not Boozman, it's Bozeman.
What can I say? It's Friday, Junior.
But in fairness, Grace, I mean, it is B-O-O-Z.
Yes, so. When I think of Bozeman, I think of like Chadwick Bozeman, and it's B-O-S-E-M-A-N. People, all these complicated names, too much.
It's tough. This is why we're broadcast professionals, you know?
Yes.
So we don't want to put people to sleep like, NPR.
Yeah, no.
Sweaty balls.
Monotone the whole time.
I know. It's terrible. Welcome to NPR. All right. Sorry about that, Senator. We'll make it up for you. We'll buy you some barbecue. Senator, come across on our side of the river. We'll hit you up for some barbecue. All right. Let's go to the phones real quick here. A lot of folks. Folks, we're going to get to all of your calls. Hang tight. David in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on the great KWAM. David, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
So I was recently on a trip with my family into East Tennessee. We listened to you on the internet. I love your streaming thing. I listen to you all the time. But just yesterday when I was coming back in from East Tennessee, you were talking about how Memphis was shutting everything down. My wife wouldn't let me call yesterday. Anyway.
David, you know, do you want me to talk to your wife? I can talk to your wife if you'd like. We can work this out.
Happy wife, happy life.
Amen, brother.
Anyway, so y'all were talking about Memphis shutting everything down. We were in Gatlinburg. If there's a pandemic in Gatlinburg, you'll never know it. They were crowded. They were busy. People were wearing masks. People weren't wearing masks outside. You walked up to a shop and they said, please put on a mask. You know, you did it if you wanted to. They had hand sanitizer in every door. But Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg, if there's a pandemic, they don't know it.
Well, it's Redneck Vegas, David. And, you know, the Starnes family, you know, it's funny. We had several members of the Starnes family that were over in Gatlinburg hanging out a couple of days ago. So you might have run into them. But you're right. Everything over there is open. Business is normal. And at least here in Memphis, they're shutting down Halloween.
Well, yeah, I heard that coming back in as I was listening. I know your fire department connection. So anyway. We were in Georgia too, and down in Georgia they don't know anything's going on. I mean, the shop owners ask you to wear a mask, and it went from there. But I mean, that was, you know.
Well, David, one of the things that we've decided to do here at our flagship station KWAM, we're going to be defying the county health department, and we're going to be hosting trick-or-treating here in our building for all the boys and girls. And so if you come to the station, you got your little plastic pumpkin. We're going to fill it up with candy and the good candy, too. Not none of that. We're not giving away apples and bananas. You know, we're giving away the good stuff.
Well, I just thought I'd let everybody know that East Tennessee is alive and well, and they're thriving over there.
That's good to know. David, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Thank you for calling in. I think I might know who David, I think I may have met David, because he knows that I have connections to the fire department here in Memphis. So we're a big fire department family here in the this part of the state. Folks, stick around. We have Senator James Lankford coming up. Mark Lotter, a lot happening. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. No trick or treat.